Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, will drop down to the mid-40s. Winds will be calm. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 50s. As into Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny and breezy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Thursday. Several dozen hospitals that serve Kansas patients are reporting that they expect to deal with staffing shortages over the next week as the state continues to report an average of well over 1,000 new cases daily. The Wichita area's two major health systems said yesterday that almost 150 coronavirus patients were hospitalized. That's their highest number since the pandemic began. 43 hospitals told the Kansas Hospital Association that they expect to deal with staffing shortages within the next week. Police in Wichita say an 80-year-old man died after being hit by a vehicle that fled the scene. Police say James Kaminsky died Tuesday evening. They say Kaminsky was crossing a road to his home when he was hit. He later died at a hospital. The driver of the white pickup truck fled. Police say a person of interest has been identified and alcohol is believed to have been a factor in that death. And Kansas weather forecasters say the warmer than normal temperatures continue through week's end. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UTO 464. That is up to $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative factory cash rate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
A Kansas man was charged yesterday with one count of producing child pornography and one count of committing a crime involving a minor child while registered as a sex offender. The crimes by 49-year-old Clinton Wade McElroy of Ellis are alleged to have occurred in May and June of this year in Ellis. The Hutch Post reports McElroy was convicted in Ellis County in 2017 of sexually exploiting a 14-year-old victim. If convicted on the new charges, he could face a penalty of 15 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has added South Dakota and the countries of Belgium and Czechia to their travel quarantine list beginning yesterday. North Dakota and the country of Andorra also remain on the travel list. People arriving from these locations must quarantine for up to 14 days. And Kansas forecasters say today brings with it less wind, more sunshine, and temperatures well above normal for much of the area. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that they serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska voters set a turnout record in the 2020 general election with nearly 74% of eligible voters casting a ballot. Secretary of State Bob Evnen said yesterday that voters beat previous records from the 2016 general election by about 68,000 votes. Evnen says 34 counties had a turnout of more than 80% and 4 counties had a turnout of 88%. He says the record will likely increase once counties process an additional 20 to 25,000 ballots and provisional ballots that were submitted on Tuesday. Gamblers could see new casinos in Omaha and Lincoln by this time next year now that voters have ended Nebraska's longtime ban on the industry. Lance Morgan, the president and CEO of Ho-Chunk Incorporated, says the corporation plans to spend $300 million to add casinos at existing horse racing tracks in both cities and Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID numbers continue to spike both statewide and locally as healthcare officials encourage public awareness. On the heels of a proposed statewide mask mandate by the Kansas governor in recent weeks, Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes took to social media Wednesday, announcing that he would put a local mask mandate before the Marysville City Council for consideration at Monday's meeting. He cited a period of exponential growth of COVID cases over the past week and expressed concern for the most vulnerable among us in our community. Barnes went on posting that, in his opinion, we need to send a message to our citizens that we take this seriously and relieve the burden from our businesses that are trying to enforce this with no backing from local government. Marysville City Council will meet this Monday evening, 7 p.m. A side note, council meetings have been closed to the public and are streamed via the city website. Meanwhile, a Washington County Health Department yesterday released a statement citing potential exposures to COVID-19 at a recent funeral at Zion Lutheran Church Lynn last Friday, October 30th, noting that anyone who attended may have had exposure and should monitor themselves for symptoms for a period of 14 days. Symptoms include fever, cough, chills, muscle pain, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell, fatigue, diarrhea, and or shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. If symptoms develop, stay home and contact your health care provider or local health department for guidance on testing. In an emergency, please call 911 and advise first responders that you are potentially exposed. Positive cases in Washington County rose to 49 as of Wednesday, up 10 from Monday, with two that remain hospitalized. Although not a point of alarm, local health care officials note that intensive care beds are filling at regional hospitals, which could affect those needing transfer to such a facility. A sixth COVID-related death in Brown County was announced Tuesday, reportedly a man in his 80s, with 70 cases on record in Brown County. Several area school boards, including USD 498 and USD 113, held special board meetings Monday to discuss the pandemic and potential impacts. Valley Heights Junior Senior High last week went to remote learning for secondary students. Homecoming activities at Washington County, postponed earlier this season, were to resume this week. Yet another change as Monday, the district announcing that class wars, crowning, cruise, and dance will be put on hold yet again, citing safety and health of community staff and student body. Sabetha and Wamego schools, among others, recently announcing plans to revert to online learning. 3 in 4 registered voters locally took part in Tuesday's general election, reportedly a recent record high, as 74% of registered Marshall County voters took part, nearly one-third voting by mail or in advance. In spite of no local races on the ballot in Washington County, turnout was 76% of registered voters. Post-election audit of ballots in Marshall County is planned Monday, 9 a.m. at the election office and will include at least one precinct and three contested races drawn at random. Write-in ballots will also be finalized, including results of a write-in candidacy by Richard Hull for 3rd District County Commissioner. Incumbent Keith Bramhall received 902 votes Tuesday. Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson was reelected, holding off a challenge by Crystal Busey. In Nemahal County, incumbent Dennis Henry was unseated for 3rd District Commissioner by Dylan Keim, and Jason Cook won the 2nd District race, fending off a write-in challenge. In Gage County, Don Schuler and Emily Haxby were elected to the Board of Supervisors. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office received a report Saturday of a trailer stolen in the Gulf area. The 2018 quality trailer was taken from 1319 S Road and is valued at $5,000. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Both vehicles involved, including a police cruiser and Beatrice, were totaled in a collision at 6th and Lincoln Streets Tuesday evening. Reportedly, Matthew Laughlin missed a stoplight, colliding with Officer Michael Bolin. No injuries were reported. Martha J. McGinnis, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Martha McGinnis. Patty L. McCord, age 61, of February, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in February. Burial in the McCord Boot Hill Cemetery. Gertis Meyer, Funeral Home of February, in charge of arrangements for Patty McCord.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, spaghetti with meat sauce, garlic bread, tossed salad, and apricots. Tomorrow, fish, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, a whole wheat roll, and cinnamon pears. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
We are still looking at quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. We had an upper level shortwave move across the area. Some areas seeing a little bit of some cloud cover across the east central parts of the Midwest into the upper parts of the United States, but we'll have clearing skies. Otherwise, in our area, sunny skies for today. We're going to see some warm temperatures. We'll continue to see mild temperatures and dry weather all the way through the weekend before another system moves in as we head into next week. Bring in some rain showers, behind it some wintry weather, and then some cooler temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-40s with calm winds. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 50s. For Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny and breezy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early November, 61. Record high on this date, 83. The average low, 36. A record low of 14. Sunset this evening, 5:22. Sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m. Sunshine, 41 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
COVID concern in the NFL, and a new NBA season is coming soon. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Coronavirus is the latest health issue in the 49ers clubhouse. San Francisco placing four players on the reserve COVID-19 list Wednesday, including wide receiver Deebo Samuel. All four will be unavailable for tonight's game against the Packers. The Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford is also on the reserve COVID-19 list, after being in close contact with a non-teammate who tested positive. Sources say Stafford should be available for Detroit's game against the Vikings on Sunday, assuming he continues to test negative. Basketball, sources say the NBA and the Players Association are close to a deal to start the next season on December 22nd.
Both the Players Association and the Board of Governors, the owners, are going to have meetings to ratify this agreement, and the expectation is that it will be ratified, and we will have scheduled NBA basketball during Christmas week.
COVID-19 continues to impact college football. Saturday's game between Louisville and Virginia has been postponed after 15 Louisville players and staff tested positive for the virus. It's the fifth ACC game postponed by the virus this year and will be played next weekend instead. In the NFL this weekend, two all-time great quarterbacks face off. Drew Brees and the Saints rumble with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, with the division possibly on the line. Brees on the matchup.
We both play on very good teams for very good organizations, for great coaches and great systems, great players around us. So just grateful for the opportunity to compete, grateful that we're in a situation where we're battling here in the division.
Rafael Nadal entering an exclusive club. Nadal besting fellow Spaniard Feliciano Lopez in the second round of the Paris Masters to win his 1,000th career match. Nadal is just the fourth man ever to reach that milestone, joining rival Roger Federer, as well as Jimmy Connors and Yvonne Lendl. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night regional football action. Marysville at southeast of Saline, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Axta live on FM 95.5. Frankfurt hosting St. John's Beloit, streaming only on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Control of the U.S. Senate may not be known until January and could further change the Senate Ag Committee's makeup because of a runoff in Georgia. That runoff results from Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler being appointed earlier this year to take the seat of Republican Johnny Isaacson, who resigned at the end of 2019. Republicans held a slight lead of 47-45 in control of the Senate. Some races still close to call. Loeffler is a member of the Senate Ag Committee and is running to serve the remaining 2 years of the Isaacson term. Loeffler will face Democrat Raphael Warnock, who received 31% of the special election vote on Tuesday. Loeffler received 26%. Now, to win, a candidate must have received 50% of the vote. Returning members up for re-election to the Senate Ag Committee, Republicans Mitch McConnell, Joni Ernst, and Cindy Hyde-Smith. Returning Democrats, Tina Smith and Dick Durbin, assuming they'll return to the committee come January. Well, a longtime leader in ag policy says rural America is going to need more Democrats in the future. Mary Kay Thatcher, who was a longtime policy expert at the Farm Bureau, now with Syngenta, said we don't have many Democrats in those rural areas. Only 9 prior to this election held rural seats in the House. She said that she'd be thankful that we're not running a farm bill this year. She said there'll be new leadership in 3 of the top 4 congressional positions for agriculture with the defeat of Ag Chairman Colin Peterson. Thatcher says of the new leadership, they probably just can't be as effective right away. Thatcher said agriculture needs a bipartisan representation, adding, we've always been bipartisan, and we need to be bipartisan. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning and good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, before we get to this morning's overnight session and how things are getting started on this Thursday morning, let's briefly recap at how things finished up through the livestock yesterday, as it was a mixed finish to the day. Live cattle did see some slight gains, especially December live cattle up to 107.87. Same story for the feeders. November feeder cattle to 137.70, and the lean hogs finished green for the day, December to 66.35. Now let's take a look at the grains for the overnight session here on this Thursday morning. December corn is up 4 at 409 and a quarter. March up 3 and 3 quarters to 415. Mostly higher in the wheat complex as well. December Kansas City wheat's up 8 and a half to 568 and a quarter. March to 572 and a half. That's up 6 and a half. A huge jump for the soybeans, even after a big day yesterday, sustaining that gain. November beans now up 15 at 1094. January to 1098 and 3 quarters. That's up 12 and a half. Soybean meal also sharply higher. December's up 290 at 388.60. Soy oil up 76 points at 35.15. And the cotton complex starting higher. December cotton up 23 points at 70.46. A peek through the energy market sees mostly lower numbers. Crude oil down 43 cents at 38.72 per barrel. December unleaded gas is at 110 a gallon. That's down 1. Heating oil is down 1 as well to 115, though December natural gas is up 6 back to 310. Into the metals this
this morning, we see sharply higher numbers, including December silver up 83 cents, selling at $24.72 an ounce. December gold is up $23.90 to $19.20 an ounce. The stock markets this morning starting once again for a consecutive day, slightly in the green. The three major indices, S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ, were all slightly higher, and the dollar index down 66 points at 92.74. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,900. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Hey, what happened to the Asian giant hornet? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
On the phone with me is Matt Buffington, whose official title is too long for me to remember and probably barely fits onto a business card. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what it is, Matt?
So I'm a research entomologist with the Systematic Entomology Laboratory, which is a division of the Agricultural Research Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
See what I tell you? It's a long one. And Matt, unlike I would say most of us, really kind of likes bugs, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I sure do.
And the bug I want to talk about today is the Asian giant hornet, which turned out to be kind of the big bust of the year in terms of news. Early on, the scaremongers had us believing the Asian giant hornet was going to come and attack all of us. Well, it didn't. What happened, Matt?
So we've been monitoring this obviously very, very closely, and a colleague of mine with the Washington Department of Ag, Chris Looney, he is leading up that particular laboratory out there, and they've got this massive surveillance program going where they're trying to, one, how many, if Asian giant hornet is established, how many nests are there? That will give us an idea of what their population dynamics are like and what kind of impact they might have. So in order to do that, they sent out lures and traps that are made out of a mixture of rice wine vinegar and orange juice and I believe some sort of wine. It's a they call it a mimosa. It's apparently, Asian giant hornet just can't resist these things.
And it finally worked. After weeks of baiting and trapping and searching, the Washington State Department of Ag entomologists located an Asian giant hornet nest on a property in Blaine, which is way up in the northwestern part of the state of Washington. And that is when the really high-tech stuff began.
Placing a Bluetooth-enabled data recorder on one of these Asian giant hornets, or at least maybe a whole bunch, maybe as many as they can get out of a colony. And then being able to track these wasps and actually get real-time data on how fast can they fly, what's their internal body temperature, where are they going, when do they come back to the nest. It's all data that we are lacking right now.
Matt Buffington of the USDA, back after this.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. 41 degrees sunshine, highs warm well into the 70s again today. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting a pretty good run of cattle for today's sale. 590 head listed among early consignments. And diving in, 20 black and white face spring bred cows. They are 6 to 7 years old. 20 Hereford bred cows bred to Angus. And those are 4 to 8 years old. 2 first calf heifers bred to Red Angus. 2 spring bred cows, 4 to 5 years old. 3 Hereford and black and white face spring calving cows, 5 years old. 2 black spring calving cows, they are running age. 5 black cow-calf pairs, 300 to 400 pound calves, they are running age. 55 mixed heifers, weighing in at 450 to 5 and a quarter. 85 Simmental Angus steers and heifers, weighing in at 4.5 to 6. 15 black and red steers and heifers, weighing in at 475 to 7. 60 red and white faced steers and heifers, those weigh in at 5 to 6. 20 black steers and heifers, weighing in at 5 to 6. 80 Charley steers and heifers, weighing 5 to 7. 60 mixed heifers, 7 to 775. 8 black and red yearling steers and heifers, 725 to 775. 30 black yearling heifers off grass, 800 to 850. 57 black and red replacement quality heifers, weighing in at 8 to 850. 30 mixed yearling steers off grass, weighing 8 to 850. 36 black steers and heifers off grass, they're weighing in at 850 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today. Start time is 10:30. A reminder, the cafe is open at Marysville Livestock. And mark your calendar for a Dairy Influence sale coming up December 3rd.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. You gotta love this guy. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, a major factor in turning Arrowhead Stadium into a polling place on Tuesday, going so far as footing half the bill himself to help cover the cost of the 40 voting machines and other necessities that allowed people of Jackson County to vote there. Mahomes said yesterday that everything went smoothly and he hopes it can continue to be used long into the future. More COVID in the NFL. The San Francisco 49ers have shut down their facility after receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for the virus. The team said the positive test came back yesterday morning and Bourne immediately went into self-quarantine. He was later placed on the COVID-19 list. The 49ers game against Green Bay tonight still set to be played, according to a person familiar with the plans. Packers also dealing with coronavirus. Running backs A.J. Dillon and Jamal Williams are on that team's COVID-19 list. Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night regional football action. Marysville at southeast of Saline, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Axta live on FM 95.5. Frankfurt hosting St. John's Beloit, streaming only on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
There seem to be two kinds of people in the world, those who sleep with socks on and those who don't. We delve into that heated discussion on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 5th, the 310th day of the year. Singer Art Garfunkel celebrates a birthday, and so-called King of the Cowboys Roy Rogers was born on this day in 1911. During our natural sleep cycle, our core body temperature falls by a degree or two. It's why a cooler room is generally more comfortable for sleeping. But sleep specialists suggest, as contrary as it may sound, that wearing socks at night may improve your slumber. By helping to dilate blood vessels, they can improve circulation, which in turn helps redistribution of body heat. It's worth a try if you have sleep issues. They can also help retain natural skin moisture to minimize cracking and drying. Be sure the socks are loose-fitting and comfortable. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
KMBY.
Even up all night, lying there in bed and listening to his newborn baby cry. He makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. For long. 4 years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed.